if you edit an applause here, I'm leaving the meeting. I swear to God, I will. Dallas Cowboys lost to the Carolina Panthers 30-27.
Riding the bench. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes. Riding the bench.
Welcome back to the Riding the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
And my name is Caleb Brown.
And we are super excited to talk some sports with you guys today. We may talk crap about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite players, but this is a fun environment. If you can't handle that,
you may leave.
I don't know what's going on today, but I am super excited for this episode.
Me too, dude. It was a long day at work, and I was just thinking I get to come home, I get to relax, I get to put my feet up, and I get to record Riding the Bench.
Yeah, it was really rainy today. It was gloomy all day, and that just puts me in a bad mood. And then
really,
I don't like gloomy days. It makes me sad.
A good gloomy rainy day, and you step outside, and it's freaking crispy outside, dude.
It was freezing today.
I love that shit.
It was like a solid 54 today. It was too cold.
That shit.
No, it doesn't.
I went golfing yesterday in golf pants. What's today?
Today is Tuesday.
I went golfing on Sunday. I was wearing just some thin ass golf pants, a polo, and a really thin pullover.
Mm-hmm.
I just for some god awful reason I just forgot that I was in Utah. And when I got to the golf course, I look up, and not very far away from me, I'm looking at snow capped mountains. So I get out, and I'm feeling badass. I get to hole number 4. It is 46 degrees outside.
Oh,
I am freezing my ass off. Every time I hit that ball, my hand shatters.
Ouch.
It was rough, dude. It was a rough go for your boy.
Yeah. Well, since we're talking about it, the it's fun in story form, but at the time it was awful. The worst round of golf that I ever experienced, not played necessarily, but ever experienced, it was pouring down rain. Me and my two buddies decided, you know what, screw it, we're gonna keep going. And it got so bad that my buddy's grip got so wet he threw his club and almost hit my other buddy. So that's my fun golf story for the day.
That's great. I'm very excited to be here recording this podcast. I mean, I got a nice chair with support. I'm injured. I'm hurt. Not feeling good. My body's in pain. If anybody ever decides to get into the acting industry and they ask you, hey, do you want to do your own stunts? Say no.
Lesson learned.
No, I love doing stunts, dude. They're so much fun. You're attached to wires and thrown into walls and shit. It's great.
I need to see the clips of this because I'm really interested to see how this happened.
Yeah.
Just real quick before we get into the fun stuff, into the sports news, we lost a legend this week. Sister Jean from Loyola University has passed away. Absolute college basketball legend. Everyone knew who she was. She passed away at 106 years old this year. So,
damn. 106.
106. That's a long life.
I'll be lucky to make it to 60.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially with all these injuries you're having.
No shit, dude. I'm going to be in a wheelchair in 10 years.
Yeah. But yeah. So rest in peace to her. We'll be talking more about her later on in the episode. Our factor cap this week is all Sister Jean themed.
Hell yeah.
So, in remembrance. So rest in peace to her. Let's get straight into it.
let's go, baby.
Straight into the NFL. First off, this happened actually before the last episode was released, but we didn't have a chance to talk about it because we recorded it before. But the Browns trade Joe Flacco and a 6th-round pick to the Bengals for a 5th-round pick.
I mean, that's just two organizations that nobody else is going to do business with, so they just got to sit there and talk to each other because that's all they have.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it's Joe Flacco. He can step up, fill in those shoes for Joe. But
You know what? Oh, that was awful. It's Joe.
Yeah, that was awful. Can I get a redo?
Nope.
Joe.
Nope.
Is that better?
Nope.
Oh.
This actually, I'm glad you brought this up because I've been meaning to rant about this on this podcast. At what point does Joe Burrow request a trade from the Cincinnati Bengals? Because I'm looking at it, and I've said it before, I'll say it again. The Cincinnati Bengals are the worst ran organization in football. They have one of the best quarterbacks we've seen in the last 10, 15 years, okay? And they will not develop an O-line. Instead, they're wasting their time re-signing T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, which, yeah, they're phenomenal football players, but it doesn't mean anything when their quarterback goes down. So how long until Joe Burrow just says, hey, either you give me an O-line or I'm gone? Because they're wasting his career. He's going to get cut short, dude.
Yeah, yeah. My dad thinks, I can't remember if he said it on the podcast, but my dad thinks he's not going to be the same after this turf toe. Turf toes ended careers before, and so obviously neither one of us are rooting for that, but like that was his hot take, was Joe Burrow's not going to be the same after this surgery.
I don't know. His wrist injury was pretty bad, and he came back from that.
That's true. And then got hurt again.
So Cincinnati needs to pick it up, but that's my little rant.
Yeah. They're my favorite team. I had to talk about it. The Broncos beat the Jets in London 13-11 to officially take first place in the AFC West.
If you edit in an applause right here, I'm leaving the meeting.
I put in an applause.
Right there, that's fine. If you edit in an applause here, I'm leaving the meeting. I swear to God I will. Dallas Cowboys lost to the Carolina Panthers 30-27. What's going on, fellas? I mean,
I want to do it so bad.
You know what I heard today?
What?
Somebody on set today told me that I am an Alice Cowboys fan because they have no D.
Oh, yeah, I heard that the other day. That's a good one. That's a great one.
I know.
I was going to send it to you, but I don't want to kick a man when he's down.
It pissed me off because it's so true.
Yeah.
So true. What's up with our secondary, man? I mean, get a grip.
Yeah. I mean, that's tough.
It's a rough life.
The Jets are now 0-6. And in that game, the New York Jets had a total of negative 10 net passing yards.
Yeah, that's rough, dude.
That's a rough life.
That's rough. I mean, the Jets are now, after that Titans win against the Cardinals, the Jets are now the only winless team in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Will they win a game this year?
No. Yeah, they will. They'll win.
No.
But speaking of the Titans, are you going to talk about that?
Yes. The Titans have fired their head coach, Brian Callahan, after starting the season just 1-5.
I mean, it's really hard to talk about those scenarios because on one hand, yes, he needed to go. But on the other hand, it's really hard and sometimes stupid to make a coaching change in the middle of a season.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, Cam Ward said it himself, though. They're straight ass.
They're awful. They're terrible at football.
They're not a good football
team.
They're
so bad.
But, I mean, a change probably had to be made, and where do you start but at the top? So.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I guess you're right.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough making that switch in the middle of the season, but we'll see if it works out.
Yeah.
We had a little bit of pregame injuries going on this week. The Colts backup quarterback Anthony Richardson suffered an eye injury, and their corner Treverius Ward suffered a concussion, both during the pregame.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know how you get a concussion or an eye injury during pregame, but apparently it happened.
Yeah, I mean, shit goes south, man.
Yeah.
Anything can happen. It's football.
Speaking of injuries, there were two injuries in my volleyball class today. Before the class even started, we were warming up and some chick got hit in the head. And I'm about 90% sure she has a concussion. She got her shit rocked. It was wild. And then my buddy sprained his ankle like really bad, thought he broke it. And so wow. Prayers up for Angel. Shout out Angel. It's my boy.
Shout out Angel.
But yeah, man, the injuries are all over. Caleb hurt his back. The 49ers just keep getting worse. and I actually want to talk about that. Fred Warner is now out for the season.
Brutal injury.
Yeah. I mean, the Niners.
Really hard to watch.
I saw a thing the other day, and it was like, if you put the Bucks and the 49ers injuries on the same team, you have a third seed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, they're freaking insane.
I mean, I'm just looking at, I just watched that injury and I was like, holy shit, that's a rough one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. And I mean, you hate to see it. I mean, I know you're a Cowboy fan. You probably don't hate to see it as much as I do. But
no, I do. That's the thing. Here's my thing. I don't hate the San Francisco 49ers. I hate the San Francisco 49ers fan base. I hate Niner faithful.
Okay.
That's what I hate. I like a lot of the players in the 49ers. I've said it on this podcast before. I think Trent Williams is the best football player in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah, you have said that before.
You know.
Mm-hmm. And I can respect that. I can respect
credit
that take.
Credit is due.
Yeah. Speaking of giving credit where credit is due, the last little piece of NFL news we have, Aaron Rodgers has officially passed Brett Favre for career passing touchdowns with 509.
Throw it in. Aaron Rodgers low-key balling out over here. Also,
yeah.
Get ready for a bleep. Okay? Get ready for one. You ready?
Yep.
F*** you, Brian Branch. F*** you, dude. I mean that so hard. The fact that Brian Branch, at the end of that Chiefs-Detroit game, when he couldn't even – even Jacob admitted this. When Patrick Mahomes goes for a handshake, you shake his hand. That's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, okay? He's – go ahead.
And then Juju comes over, and he sucker punched. He didn't even sucker punch him. He bitch slapped him.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that about?
I've made it very clear how I feel about Patrick Mahomes on this podcast. But as an athlete playing against the guy who has had the greatest career in the NFL right now, he's what, 3 Super Bowls?
Man, I guess you can. No, he's had a better career than Aaron Rodgers. Shit.
Yeah, he's had a better career than Aaron Rodgers. He's had. Out of any active player, he's had the best career so far. When he comes over and tries to shake your hand after the game, you look him in his eyes and you shake his hand, win or lose. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And him doing that, him just completely ignoring Mahomes is ridiculous. And then Juju went over there and tried to shake his hand. And instead of shaking his hand, bitch slapped him. Yeah. Like, come on, man.
And then you put Dan Campbell in a position where he has to apologize to Coach Reed, Patrick Mahomes, and Juju. That sucks.
Yes, but I do like what he but the way he handled the whole situation, he went, he said pretty much, look, I love Brian Branch, but what he did was absolutely unacceptable, and I'm sorry to the entire Chiefs team. And so I think he handled that situation great.
Yeah, he said, we don't tolerate that shit here. I wonder what's going to happen to Brian Branch. I wonder if he gets a suspension.
Oh, 100. He did get suspended. He's out next Sunday. He got a 1-game suspension.
Got you. And I assume he's getting fined as well.
Yeah, and I didn't see that, but I'm assuming he's going to lose the game pay or whatever.
Oh, for sure.
Moving on to a little college football. Staying on the firing trend, Oregon State has fired their head coach, Trent Bray, after an 0-7 start to the season.
Damn.
Yeah, that's tough.
They're freaking, dude, their social media posts that they put out apologizing to their fans about how shitty they are. Dude, they said
that was fantastic. So that's probably the best social media post I've ever seen in my sports team.
Oh my God, that's so good.
But yeah, so he's been fired. And then one more firing. Which kind of shocked me. Penn State has fired their head coach, James Franklin, after 12 seasons with the team. And overall, he had 104-45 record with
the
Penn State.
What the hell? I didn't see that.
Yeah, they fired their head coach.
What?
Yeah, that's wild. And it's not like he's been a overall losing head coach. Like, he's had a rough season, but you also can't blame that 100% on the coach. But he's had 104-45 record in his time at Penn State.
It's pretty damn good, dude.
Yeah, yeah. This is also the biggest contract buyout in college football history. His contract has been bought out by Penn State. It is for $56 million.
It's pretty expensive.
Are you having fun playing with your mic, Caleb?
My mic fuzzy? Look, watch. Ready? Listen. Look, you hear how clean I sound right now?
Uh-huh.
Now I sound like shit.
I didn't really notice the difference.
Oh, because you're not a nerd like I am.
That's right. But I know how to edit the podcast now. Yeah. Shut up. little bit of WNBA news. The season is officially over, and the Las Vegas Aces have won their third championship in 4 years.
Beast mode. Beast mode.
Yep. And the WNBA MVP, Asia Wilson, has also won the finals MVP for the Aces.
Damn.
Yeah. But just wanted to touch on that real quick. I don't really know much about the WNBA. I know Caleb doesn't know much either. And so no. I just wanted to throw that in there as a bit little congratulations or whatever. And one piece of NBA news that I thought was really cool. The Milwaukee Bucks have signed Alex Antetokounmpo to a two-way contract, meaning he could play both in the NBA and the G League, which means it is the first time that three brothers will be on the same team with Alex Antetokounmpo, Giannis, of course, and then the other brother. I'm going to butcher this name. Thanis, I think. I have no idea how to pronounce it. Thanais. How do you pronounce that, Gil?
T-H what?
Thanaisis.
Thanasis.
Thanasis.
Thanos. 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 Thanos.
Thanos. But they're the first...
So you can't pronounce the first name, but you can pronounce the last. No, that's Thanos Atenatidia Kunamatanapu. That's what I called Giannis for the longest time. I called him Genesis Atenatidia Kunamatanapu.
Yeah. Yeah. That was actually a fun fact for the week. I didn't notice it. But this is the first time that three brothers have been on the same team.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. But moving on, I want to talk about the MLB right now, what's going on there, and started off the Yankees lose. Mr. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and the Toronto Blue Jays knock out the Yankees in the ALDS.
The Yankees lose.
You love to see it. I can't stand the Blue Jays. They ended up winning that series 3-1, so it wasn't too close, but yeah, you love to see it. You love to see the Yankees lose.
The Yankees lose.
The Mariners and the Tigers series went to game five, and not only did it go to game five, but game five went 15 innings.
What a way to end it off, huh?
Yep. The Mariners ended up outlasting the Tigers to move on to the ALCS, meaning that the Mariners and the Blue Jays are competing for the American League pennant. Right now, as at the time of recording, the Mariners are up 2-0 in that series. So they need two more to make it to their first World Series in franchise history.
Wow.
Yeah. They're close, man. You do love to see it. And then over on the NL side, the Brewers beat the Cubs in 5 games to advance to the NLCS, as well as the Dodgers beating the Phillies in 4 games. And I just want to talk about the ending to that Dodgers-Phillies game real quick. Did you see what happened, Caleb?
The ending of the yes, I did.
Yes. Extra innings, and it's a little ground ball back to the pitcher. I'm probably going to get really heated right now. I apologize in advance. But a little ground ball back to the pitcher. He bobbles it. No big deal. Pick it up. Throw it to first. You're out of the inning. There were two outs. That's all he had to do was pick it up and throw it to first. He had plenty of time. Would have gotten the out. Brought the Phillies back up to the plate. And I believe it was the 12th or 13th inning, maybe. I don't know. But in extra innings. And everyone's happy. Like, we get to keep playing baseball. But instead, he fumbles around with it for a little bit and throws it home where he didn't have time to get the guy out anyways. But even if he would have gotten him out, it didn't matter because he over-freaking threw home plate. All he had to do was pick it up and throw it to first, and they were out of the inning. Still playing baseball. The Dodgers wouldn't have been in the NLCS necessarily. They still had to win. Like, they still had to win the game and, like, I'm furious right now.
Now you get a little pissed. I need you to chill out.
This is something you learn in 8-year-old baseball. A ground ball back to you with two outs. As a pitcher, ground ball back to you with two outs. Pick it up. Throw it to first. You're out of the inning. Whether you bobble it or not. Ah!
Also, I would like to add, at the time of recording, the Dodgers are currently up 5-1 on the Brewers in the top of the 8th.
Okay. I didn't see that.
They're probably going to go up 2-0 in the series.
Yeah, but hey, there's still time. It's not over till it's over.
It's not over till it's over, but we're getting damn close.
Yeah, yeah. With the bases loaded in the top.
Can we talk about the end of that freaking Brewers game, though? Brewers-Dodgers game? Am I tripping?
Oh.
Or why the hell do you move out of the way of that pitch when you have bases loaded?
I didn't see this.
Yeah, it's bases loaded, bottom of the 9th. Brewers are down 2-1. Freaking, I don't even remember who's up to the plate, but he gets a piss missile thrown. Not even a piss missile at that, but it goes for his leg, and he moves out of the way.
Dumbass.
Take the freaking hit, bro. Take one for the boys. I will admit it was going straight for his kneecap. I would have been my pants would have been a whole shitload heavier. But take the pitch.
Yeah.
Take that hit, and then he strikes out of the next pitch and the game ends.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was rough.
But yeah, that's tough. That's tough. Also, did you see the crazy play that happened last night? The play off the wall that ended up being a double play?
I did see that.
Bases loaded. Max Muncy hits a ball to deep center field. Center fielder, I don't know his name, but he reaches up and stops it from going over. It bounces off of his glove, hits off the wall, and then he catches it off the wall. The left field umpire is calling safe, safe, no out. At that point, I mentioned bases were loaded, right? At that point, Teoscar Hernandez starts running home. The Brewers center fielder throws it in to the cutoff man. Cutoff man throws it home to William Contreras to get the force out at home plate to stop that run. While this is all happening, Will Smith is just standing there doing nothing at second base. And so William Contreras lightly jogs down to third base and tags the base in order to turn the double play and get them out of the bases loaded one out jam.
I did see that.
Yeah. Ridiculous. And it was quite obvious what was going on. The umpires, like, didn't make any incorrect calls. The guy was calling him safe the entire time. And so it was 100% on Will Smith that it was a double play. He should have recognized that the umpire called it safe. No catch. He should have started running to third base. Even when Teoscar started running towards home plate and saw it was a force out. Will Smith could have 100% prevented the double play, and he didn't.
Yeah.
And that's on top of
that, he smacked Chris Rock. Can't stand that guy.
Yeah, that was a whole conversation me and my parents had last night. Because I said, he's not even the best Will Smith in baseball. And my mom goes, there's another Will Smith in baseball? And I go, yeah, he used to be a reliever for the Giants. And my dad looks up and goes, yeah, and he slapped Chris Rock that one time.
Hey, dude, he beat me to it. He beat me to the joke.
One last piece of baseball news before we get into the fun segments for this week. The Padres manager, Mike Schilt, has officially announced his retirement.
Put it in. Go ahead.
Go ahead. What, the cheering?
That sounded nasty, but yeah, go for it.
I mean, his career wasn't that great. Does he deserve a cheer?
Do it.
I'll give him clapping. He doesn't care. Get cheering.
Great career, not great career. Congrats on retirement, man.
I mean, yeah. But we saved the cheering for, like, legends.
I'm sorry. I don't remember this being... I thought this was me and you. I didn't know this was just a you thing.
Well, you don't write the show or edit the show anymore, so this is a me thing now.
All right. This is my last episode of Right on the Bench. You don't know it, pal. You just made the worst mistake of your life.
I love you, Pops.
I don't love you.
Oh, that was mean.
I'm going to pass over all the funding stuff. I'm going to pass it all over to you. Congrats.
Okay.
All
right.
Love you, pal.
I'm
going to be a reoccurring guest from here on out.
All right. You think if you quit, I'm going to have you back on?
Oh, even better, dude. Even better.
That's all we have for the sports news this week, unless you have anything else to add.
I don't.
All right, so let's move right into the fun segments. Last week, we introduced a brand new segment that if you didn't get a chance to listen to that episode, that's okay, because I'll explain it one more time. This will be switching in and out with our drafts. It is a segment that we call Mount Rushmore. So I will give us a category, and we have to pick our top four most iconic people in that category, building our Mount Rushmore. And instead of doing a draft style where we each pick our own, we have to agree on who is going to be on our Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
So this week, our Mount Rushmore. Last week we did quarterbacks. This week we are doing MLB pitchers. I'm going to throw out my first few that I think are gimmies, obvious ones.
We can just knock out Nolan Ryan now, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll give you the three, or I'll give you the two that I think you're going to agree with, and the one that I think you might have a little debate with, but I think you still will. But my two for sure are, yes, Nolan Ryan and Cy Young.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like those are the obvious ones. Nolan Ryan is, in my opinion, the greatest pitcher to ever play baseball, and the greatest pitcher to never win a Cy Young, which is ridiculous. But Nolan Ryan, I think, is obvious.
Yeah. Of course.
And there's a reason that Cy Young has the award named after him.
Yeah.
I feel like that one's pretty obvious too. And so that one's also going to go on there automatically. The last one that I think is a gimme is the obvious one.
Two so far. What do you mean?
I mean, and then the last one will be up for debate. But I think this one is also a gimme. He's the greatest lefty to ever do it. The big unit, Mr. Randy Johnson.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the greatest lefty to ever play the game. So,
here's where shit gets rough, man.
This is where it gets dicey. So here there are definitely some options that we can play with. A few that pop up automatically. Greg Maddux, Pedro Martinez, Roger Clemens, Bob Gibson. Those are the first ones to pop into mind.
Okay. You said who my pick would be?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it would be Pedro Martinez.
Okay.
But you gotta think about it. I'm pulling up some stats here.
Even though Except last week you didn't want to do stats.
I know, but football is different than baseball.
Can I tell you my top pick to put in this last spot?
Go ahead.
Greg Maddux.
I don't hate that.
And when you're pulling up stats, I'm going to tell you here's why. Yes, Greg Maddux was never the hardest thrower, but he proved that you didn't have to throw hard to be a dominant pitcher. He was able to locate the ball like no other. He had nasty breaking stuff, and that was what made him so successful. He was so good that for the last 2 years of his career, he called his own pitches. He didn't let his catcher call him or his pitcher call him. He called his own pitches. And he did that by the way he caught the ball after the catcher had it, or after the catcher threw it back to him. So if he would catch it like up, it would be a fastball, side. Like that's how he determined what pitch was going to be thrown next. But he was so damn good. And I mean, dominant, and he didn't have to throw hard to do it.
Yeah. I mean, you know me, I'm not the most educated on baseball, so I don't think I can really argue with you on that.
Yeah, but what were you going to say about Pedro Martinez? Your stats.
Well, I mean, Greg Maddux is better all time than Pedro Martinez. But sorry, I just freaking went out.
No, you're good.
I'll be honest with you, bro. I'm looking here. I don't really have an argument for you. I don't really got anything to go with you. I mean, I'm looking here. I'm trying to put up a good argument, but we might just have to go Greg Maddux, brother. You know what I mean?
I mean, I need an argument here. I need something.
I don't have one. It's your fault for picking a baseball Mount Rushmore. It's your fault.
Yeah. I mean, Roger Clemens, he has the most Cy Youngs of all time. I mean, he's freaking amazing. Bob Gibson, like, absolute legend. Christy Mathewson, he's another one. Played for the Giants, absolutely dominant. Another one that my dad,
overall baseball players, I could have argued you, but pitchers, that's specific.
Another one that my dad brought up, who was it? Why am I blanking on his name now?
I don't know.
Pitch for the A's.
Oh, son of a bitch. Oh my God.
What was his name? Raleigh Finger. No, not Raleigh Finger. Dennis Eckersley.
Yeah, there you go.
Dennis Eckersley had 197 wins and over 300 saves. So not only was he a dominant starting pitcher, but he was also dominant in the bullpen. So he's another one that definitely could be in that conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just trying to debate myself at this point because you aren't giving me.
You know, I got nothing for you, man.
I know, and that's okay.
You know damn well I got nothing for you.
So I think we're gonna go with Greg Maddux for the last one.
Yeah, let's do it. I would like to do one that's baseball players overall, though.
We could do that.
It'd be really difficult, but I think it'd be cool.
We'd have to do position players because I think pitchers and hitters are two vastly different categories.
Yeah.
But we could make that happen. Just real quick before we move on, I want to give a crazy Greg Maddux stat that my dad showed me yesterday. Maddux threw a total of 8,006 called balls to 8,025 batters he faced from 1995 to 2003, span that stretched from his fourth Cy Young season to his last year in Atlanta.
Damn.
That means he threw less than one ball per batter.
Damn.
If that's not dominant, I don't know what is. So
yeah, that's pretty damn dominant, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what we have for our Mount Rushmore. So our final picks were Nolan Ryan, Cy Young, Randy Johnson, and Greg Maddux.
Love it. Love it, love it. Yep.
And it was nice and short today. We didn't argue for 20 minutes like we did last episode.
We didn't. Well, who did we end up going with? Roger Staubach?
Terry Bradshaw, I believe. We did go with Roger Staubach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all we have for Mount Rushmore. So we're going to move on to another fun segment we do on this show, Fact or Cap. It's just like your regular game of true or false. I'm going to give us some random facts, and Caleb, you have to tell me if it's true or not.
Okay.
As I mentioned earlier, this one is all about the college basketball icon, Sister Jean, in remembrance of her passing away at 106 years old. So first off, fact or... Huh?
Fastball. I said 106. That's my fastball.
All right. No. Have you ever I've seen you throw a baseball. You don't even throw 66.
Let's go ahead and continue. Right back, jerk off.
So the first one, factor cap, Jackie Robinson and Sister Jean were born in the same year.
Cap.
That's a fact.
Son of a bitch.
They were both born in 1919.
Holy which is wild. Shit.
Second factor cap, Sister Jean is older than Oreo cookies.
That's got to be a fact.
That's a cap. I made that one up.
Son of a bitch, man.
You're 0 for 2. The Oreo was invented in 1912, and like I just mentioned, she was born in 1919. You want to know how I found that one?
The Titanic sunk in 1912.
That's true, yeah.
Go ahead and bleep that for me.
Oh, you're right. I found that one by just Googling year by year. What was invented in 1910? What was invented in 1911? And then what was invented in 1912? And that was the one that's like, ooh, that was – I think I can get him with that. And I was right. I did get you.
You got me good.
You got to get this last one right.
I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I don't think I will.
Remember, she was born in 1919.
Got you.
Sister Jean was born the same year Ohio State beat Michigan for the first time in college football.
That's a fact.
He did it, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the board.
He got one correct.
We're on the board.
I'll give you a chance to tie it up.
Oh, shit.
Factor cap. Sister Jean has been alive for 26 of the 27 Yankees World Series.
26 of the 27. Let me think. Because I know the Yankees were really dominant in the 30s. Huh. Cap.
That is cap.
Yes!
But it's actually because she's been alive for all 27 Yankees World Series.
No way.
Yeah, that's wild. It's a wild little no stat for way. You. So there you go. You're batting 500 on the day.
Hey. Can't complain, baby. Can't complain. I mean, I could, but do I want to?
Yeah, is it worth it?
No, it's not. It's never worth it.
That's it for Factor Cap, which brings us to our last segment of the episode. It is a weekly segment on our podcast where I will give us three things, three people, three items, three players, and we have to start one, bench one, and cut one.
Yeah.
This week, our start, bench, cut is nuts.
As in nuts you can eat, or as in ejaculation?
Nuts you can eat.
Word, got you. Copy that.
So our start, bench, cut this week is peanuts, cashews, almonds, and D's.
That's four.
These nuts.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Got your ass, boy.
Son of a bitch.
Our start, bench, cut is peanuts, cashews, and almonds.
Son of a bitch. I'm so pissed right now.
I got your ass, dude.
I'm pissed. God damn it. I don't know what's so funny. Grow up. Get up. I mean, do something with your life, man. Honestly.
I love it.
I mean, I love it. All right.
Go ahead. Kick us off. Peanuts, almonds, cashews.
Peanuts, almonds, cashews. All right. I'm starting peanuts. No, I'm not. starting cashews, benching peanuts, cutting almonds.
Yeah.
There's just
yeah.
something about cashews that make my nipples erect.
Mm-hmm. That kind of pisses me off. You know why?
Why?
Because I was really excited to debate with you on why cashews were better than peanuts.
No.
And now I can't because you ended up going with the same thing that I'm going to go with. And I'm going to start cashews. I'm going to bench peanuts. And I'm cutting.
I'm going to bench peanuts because I can sit there and eat peanuts more than I can eat almonds. It's just they're more iconic.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a fan of almonds. Like I just don't like almonds. They're not my thing. Unless they're covered in chocolate, then I'm not a fan.
Phil.
I used to be a big peanuts guy. I mean, I have peanuts sitting right next to me right now. Like, I have a can of peanuts in my room. But there's something about cashews. They're kind of a little sweet, little salty. I don't know what it is, but I love cashews.
I mean, they're perfect.
Yeah.
They're perfect. And that's something that I'll never debate you on that.
All right. Well, see, that's one thing.
Are we going to do Mount Rushmore eventually that's not sports?
We can.
That's not a bad idea.
That would actually be kind of sick.
That would be sick.
I'm so down.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
All right. We can do that. But that's all I have for this week. Caleb, you got anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so. It's been an honor doing the show. I'm sorry this is my last time.
No.
You started this. No, I don't think so. But I'm glad to be here 2 weeks in a row. I know it's rare, just with everything going on. But I appreciate the continued support from Jakey Wakey and everybody else, and how I'm able to just poke my face in here and somehow still have the honor. Like Jacob said, I don't do shit for this show. Somehow I still have the honors of having my name on it, which is pretty dope.
It'll always be Righty the Bitch with Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes. Honestly, we should probably switch that around to Jacob Fagundes and Caleb Brown, but I guess I can forgive you.
That will make me leave.
We'll just say for right now it's in alphabetical order, and that's the only reason it's still that way.
And it just doesn't come off the tongue as well.
It doesn't. You're right.
Because my name's shorter, your name's longer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not the only thing that's longer that I have.
Hair?
That's not what I'm talking about, but that too.
Hair? Lifespan?
I don't know. I've had cancer twice. I don't know how long I'm
going to live. Oh, days without intercourse. That's what it is.
I'm sorry, who's this? Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm a virgin. yeah, that's all we have. Also, I do have one more announcement before we get into the outro and all that stuff. Contradictions is live. Caleb's song with Mr. Eric Lopez. Go stream it. It's fantastic. Don't listen to it with your kids. It's got some naughty words in it. But yeah. It's a fantastic song. It's catchy. So go stream that.
Appreciate you. I'm going to be honest. I've been peeking back at my phone because we just finished the album cover just finished the cover for a new song.
Oh, you'll tell
pretty
me.
Dope.
Oh, yeah. I'm dope. Excited. I'm excited for this one. This is going to
be
cool.
It's going to be pretty good.
So, yeah. But big congratulations on your song release. It's fantastic. Go stream it. Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your music. Not YouTube. Spotify, Apple Music,
wherever you get your podcast, dude.
Wherever you get your music. But anyways, go ahead and hit him with a donating spiel.
All right, y'all. Look, we are two broke 19-year-old boys who are trying to make our way in the sports world, in the podcasting world, and in the entertainment world as a whole. And newsflash, if you couldn't have guessed, that's not cheap, okay? So if you want to help us chase our dreams and keep expanding the show as much as we possibly can, then go to rss.com/writing-the-bench. Click that little support button at the top. It'll take you to a link and a page that'll tell you a little bit about us and what your money's going to be going towards. Any contribution would be appreciated. So if you want to donate, we appreciate it. If you don't want to donate, then just shut up and keep listening to the show.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd appreciate it. It'll help us grow, help us get another mic for when the weeks that Caleb can't do it, or since he's quitting, we need another mic for for our guests.
The new co-host? Oh.
Yep. I think I'm going to wait. I'm going to hold off, test a few candidates before I pick a new co-host.
Got it.
Sweet. Yeah. Yeah. I need to find someone who's like the complete opposite of you.
Word.
So not a bad idea. That's what I'm looking for. Now taking applications.
Now taking applications. We'll add a link to our RSS page.
Yep. Yep.
And to our bio of our social media. Speaking of social media, Jake, you want to talk about our social media?
Absolutely.
That was smooth as shit.
That was so smooth. you rehired.
I appreciate it, but I'm gonna have to politely decline.
Go give us a follow on both our Instagram and TikTok at Riding the Bench Pod. We are active on there, on Instagram, giving updates on the show, TikTok, posting clips and stuff, trying to go viral to grow the show. But go follow us on both of those.
Yeah.
Send us a DM. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. Anything you want us to talk about, like if there's more, there's something that you want us to talk about that happened, we'll make sure to throw it in if you send us a DM. And if you made it to this point in the episode, I want you to send us a DM. Apply now for all of the people applying to be my new co-host.
Yeah.
Send apply now to our DMs on both of those, or to our email at writingthebenchmedia@gmail.com.
Imagine we just get a shitload of apply now. Like, can you imagine that, dude?
That'd be sick.
I'd be so pissed.
Would you be pissed, or would you be hyped that the show is growing?
I'd be pissed. Because we never get code words. And then as soon as I say, you know what, I'm out of here, people are like, oh, all right.
Like, finally, we don't have to deal with him anymore.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
But that's all we have for this week. If you like the show, tell your friends. If you don't like the show, tell your enemies. As a reminder, my name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb Brown.
This has been the Ride of the Bench Podcast. Stay benched, boys.